Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Welcome to a special episode addition to the latest episode of the Metal Geeks podcast. This is one of your hosts. This is Kerry the Metal Geek, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking here in the front of the show because we have a lot of audio to get to. During our week's vacation at the magical place known as Florida, we visited all the parks at Disney and both Universal parks, and we recorded a bunch of little audio. The first one that we're going to play is George and myself on one of my favorite attractions at the Magic Kingdom. It is the TTA, People Mover, the Tomorrowland Transit Authority. It's been a goal of mine in life to actually record a podcast live on the People Mover, and we finally got to do that with one of my co-hosts, and it was a great time. We are also going to have some discussion about the Food and Wine Festival that we partook in. The voice from the other room, Mrs. Metal Geek, and myself did at Epcot. So we have a lot of discussion of what we ate and what we thought about the event, which was actually, it was a lot of fun. And then the last piece is with our good friend Brian Hogan, who does a lot of the social media stuff for MSRcast, our sister podcast, the metal version of this podcast. We spent a couple of days with Brian and his wife at the Universal Studios, and we got together after our last night and had a great discussion of our time there. So I'm not going to talk anymore. We're going to get into all three audio clips, and we'll see you on the next episode of the Metal Geeks podcast. Keep it metal. Keep it geeky.
Hey, what's up, everyone? We're at Disney World here at Tomorrowland.
That's right. We are here at the Magic Kingdom in line for the People Mover. That's right. I said it. There's a line for the People Mover, like 15-minute wait. This has been a really...
Is that uncommon for a line at People Mover?
Yeah, this attraction usually... See the walkway, the moving walkway? Usually you just go right up it. There's never a line. This looks like a lot shorter than 15 minutes, though.
Well, it seems like everything at this park today has just been incredibly busy.
Yeah, I don't know why it's so busy today. It's been ridiculous. The other parks weren't as bad this whole week, but Magic Kingdom has been pretty busy. We're here on a Monday.
Yeah, Monday in the middle of October.
Yeah, so what do we do here in Magic Kingdom so far? We did Carousel of Progress with snow.
Yeah, we just finished doing the Progress Carousel thing. That was interesting.
You've never been on that before, right?
I've never been on anything before. This is my first time here, Kerry.
That's true, but they used to have that at Disneyland a long time ago.
Oh, really?
But it's from, like, 1964 from the World Fair, and you could tell it's
it looks pretty old.
A little old and sexist.
It looks like the sexist jokes were the best part.
There was a little bit. I even noticed that. I'm like, oh, wow, yeah. But different time when that was created, you know what
right.
I mean? And they got. I remember the last time I was there, there was no virtual reality games, and they got that virtual reality game pretty spot on.
How long ago do you think they did that last portion?
Probably about 10 years ago.
How long ago?
About 10 years ago or something like that.
Well, I mean, virtual reality was totally a thing 10 years ago.
Right, but that space game in the virtual reality in this, I played that at Best Buy a couple weeks ago. It was pretty close to that game.
Well, I mean, like I said, that it was pretty obvious where we were going 10 years ago.
Right. So what else did we do here at the Magic Kingdom today? Well, we started our day off. This is your second day, or both of our second days here at Disney World. This is your last day, unfortunately.
Yeah, this is my last day of Happy Fun Times here in Florida. What did we do today? Today, I did Pirates not so long ago.
I haven't done Pirates yet. You had a fast pass because there's like been an hour wait for that ride.
Right, it's still an hour wait for that ride.
Crazy. Even Haunted Mansion was like 45, 50 minutes.
No, Haunted Mansion right now is 55 minutes.
Oh my God. We're going to have to do it. We have to do it.
Yeah. What did we do after that? We did the Laugh Floor.
The MILF ride. Monsters Inc. Laugh Floor.
What else did we do?
We had lunch.
Oh yeah, we did have lunch at I think it's a Western place, but it's
Pecos Bill. Yeah.
Yeah. We went to Animal Kingdom in the morning.
That's right. We started a day off in Animal Kingdom. Me and my wife, the voice from the other room. We got there before you guys. We rode Expedition Everest twice in a row. And then you came, and then we rode Expedition Everest.
Yeah, so I did that ride three times.
Three times, no worries. Then we did the Kilimanjaro Safari, ride.
That was fun.
Did you like that?
Yeah, it was cool.
The last time I was on it, there was a narrative to it about the poaching, but that was completely gone.
Oh. Yeah, well, they did have some poaching stuff while we were in line, which I thought was kind of weird.
That's where it was from.
Yeah.
It's still fun, and then we did the...
They did do that little bridge thing where they pretended like the bridge was going to collapse.
Right, the collapsing bridge like every Disney ride has. Then we did the Legend of the Lion King.
We did the live show of Lion King.
That was good. It's a good show.
And now we're about to get on the People Mover.
We're about to go... See, that was not 15 minutes. That was like 5 minutes. We're about to actually go up into the turnstile here and up the moving escalator. I love this escalator because you can sort of bounce on it.
You like bouncing on the conveyor
belt? I like bouncing on the conveyor belt. It's fun. But this has always been, ever since I started the podcast, I'm like, this is one thing I've always wanted to do, was the podcast from the People Mover.
Yeah, while your co-hosts are here.
That's right. While, not by myself.
Yeah.
Not there with a microphone by myself, but.
Oh, now the next challenge is getting Dave here at the same time.
We need to get, all three of us need to be here at the same time. I think that would be a blast.
And I need to spend more time here at Disney.
Yeah. We started the trip, you guys started off at Universal, right?
Do what now?
You guys started off at Universal.
Right, we started at Universal.
How was that for you?
Amazing.
Was it universally fun?
Hold on a second. Just finish the line.
Okay, we're still walking in line, so you hear all the talking?
Hold for effect.
Pause for effect. People just think I'm weird talking to myself now. All right. We just got into our car. You're going to hear talking and sound effects in the background, but that's part of the environment. And if there's a lot of wind noise, I'm sorry, because it's a pretty windy day. Get over it.
Turn down for what, Carrie?
Turn down for wind. Oh, the plane turned down for what? What? So you guys you started off at Universal. What were your what's your opinion of Universal compared to Disney?
I didn't hear a word you said.
You started at Universal. What was your how do you compare Disney to Universal?
Disney's a lot more family friendly, and the rides are a little bit more tame and accessible for everyone. Universal is definitely all about the thrill and the chills and the fun. Not to say Disney's not fun at all. I mean, it truly is.
What was your favorite attraction at Universal?
It's probably going to be Harry Potter World, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah, OPP, you know me.
I think that's ABC from Jackson 5.
Are you sure? That sounds like OPP.
I'm pretty sure that's Jackson 5.
Well, maybe it's the same beat then. They stole that beat.
Yeah,
maybe the Jackson 5.
Sampling? I don't know if you understand hip hop. So keep
your eyes. That's called stealing.
They sample.
Stealing. Not sampling, stealing.
Hey, Run DMC does it too, and you're a big fan of theirs.
And the Beastie Boys did it too.
The Beastie Boys do it.
They stole from the Beatles a lot. And
Led
Zeppelin.
Steals from the Beatles.
That's true.
And the Beatles steal from people too. So is there anyone who doesn't steal from anyone?
So what did we do yesterday? We were at we did two parks yesterday. We did Epcot. And we did Hollywood Studios.
Oh, well, yeah. If you're talking about Disney, yeah, we did two parks yesterday, and we're doing two parks today.
Right. Four parks in 2 days. We tried to do four parks in 1 day, but it didn't work.
No, it's almost impossible. Oh, shit.
Yeah, this ride has its moves. We're going inside a building now.
Ooh, look at that.
There's a model of the Epcot, the original Epcot model. Of what Walt Disney wanted. Isn't that cool?
That's super cool. Wow. Is that what he thought it was going to look like?
Yeah. That's what he wanted it to be. That's what he wanted Florida to be.
Yeah, Florida's not like that at all.
Not like that at all. And then we have TTA neon stuff. Oh, here's the best ride ever. It's the gift shop.
That wasn't me. That was the real Mickey.
Was that, which Mickey was that? Was that you or was that the real Mickey Mouse?
That was the real Mickey that time.
Is there a real Mickey Mouse?
I am Mickey Mouse too.
There you go. What was your favorite thing at Epcot?
Epcot. What was that one in the globe? Spaceship Earth. Yeah, that was
Earth.
Really, Earth. That was really cool, I think.
That was really cool because one of the vloggers, YouTube guys that I watch, Adam the Woo. That's it. Yeah, the Tomorrowland Speedway. Adam the Woo was in line, and we got to meet him briefly. That was really cool for me.
Adam who?
The Woo.
The Woo.
That's his YouTube name.
Oh, he's the Disney guy you were talking about.
Yeah. What about Hollywood Studios?
Hollywood Studios. I don't know. Indiana Jones is pretty great.
Star Tours.
Star Tours is always a favorite, and. Tower of Terrors was amazing.
Oh, I thought we were going to the left. We went to the right. We're going into Space Mountain right now. We have fast passes for that right now, but the fast pass line is still.
Do we get to see inside?
Yeah, it's still 30 minutes.
It's super dark in here.
It is
very
dark.
Where you're touching me.
Whoa.
What?
I thought that was a microphone. I'm sorry.
Hey, what you touching?
That'll be the worst of it. Like, surprise, you're on Space Mountain.
All of a sudden, shit's come down.
Paging Mr. Morrow, Mr. Tom Morrow. Please contact Mr. Johnson in the control tower to confirm your flight to the moon.
Are we on the moon?
We are not on the moon.
Oh. We're confirmed to go to the moon.
Kids have gotten in trouble for making out here. In the dark.
Why are you trying to make out with me, Gary?
I'm not trying to. It just happened naturally.
Wow, you can really hear that ride.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, look at that. So, are we in Space Mountain right
now? We're inside the attraction right now.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
This is why I love the People Mover, because you get to do this.
So, if the Space Mountain wrecked, we died.
Maybe, yeah. I've actually been to the People Mover when there was a problem in Space Mountain. All the lights were on, and you got to go travel through it with all the lights on. It was definitely weird. Definitely a different experience.
I can barely hear you. You gotta speak up.
It's so weird, you know?
So weird. Wow, it's super dark in there. Is that what it's like during the whole ride?
Pretty much. All right.
Nail in her coffin.
I think we just ran Space Mountain for, uh-oh.
No, it's not always that dark.
We didn't even do anything.
Our friend Catherine here does not want to go on Space Mountain now, even though we do have... Nope, that was it, huh? Turned off to that one. So what are we doing for dinner tonight? We're doing something special.
We're going to, what was that? Ohana place, right?
Ohana, yeah. It's
Hawaiian barbecue.
Hawaiian barbecue. It's sort of like a churrascaria, all-you-can-eat type of meat.
Awesome.
It's pretty good.
We've taken a lot of photos while we've been here.
We have taken a lot of photos. We'll do a full wrap up when we get back, you know.
Totally.
But I just wanted to do something while we're on this ride.
It's the People Mover catch up.
That's right. It doesn't get better than the sounds of the park, you know what I mean? There's the window that we're worrying about. That's okay. The fast pass line is gone now, so we can go. We're gonna go ride it after this.
Universal was fun though. You guys are gonna go back Friday.
Yeah, we're going back on Friday. Our good friend Brian, who does stuff for MSRcast, hung out with us on Saturday, and then he's gonna hang out with us again on Friday at the Universal.
Yeah, I got stuck on the Harry Potter ride.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
we'll talk about that later.
I don't know. Like, I got on it the day before, and the guy like pushed my chest part in.
Yeah.
Eclipse. clicked twice on my own. I just needed some extra help because there's no arm movement in there. And he pushed it in and clicked me in. And the lady wouldn't do that the second time around. She said they weren't allowed to. So I couldn't ride Harry Potter for a second time.
I think I hear some Will Smith in the background, right?
It's 90s back alive.
Yeah, getting jiggy with it over here. I just saw Buzz Lightyear getting jiggy with it.
Let's go back into Space Mountain, you ready?
Yeah.
We're going to another building now, yeah. Where are we going?
This is a long ride.
This is a long ride, it's cool.
It takes a while.
Yeah, all over Tomorrowland, yeah.
It's kind of like that Dr. Seuss ride.
This is Buzz Lightyear.
Oh, we're behind Buzz Lightyear now.
That's not Buzz Lightyear.
That is not.
You can see whoever is her.
There's Buzz Lightyear.
There's Buzz Lightyear.
That's the ride we'll probably never get to ride.
No, we're going to try to ride it. Let's check and see if we can get another Fast Pass or something else while we're... Our first ones are done, so...
Oh, yeah. I'll try to do that while we're recording.
While we're recording. Trying to get a Fast Pass live.
Doing it live. So, don't let any dead air come between me. Keep talking.
I am talking. Look how good that was. How about food? I'm getting hungry, yeah.
What else did I do in Universal? We did the Hulk ride. Was really awesome.
The Hulk was great. So what do we have to finish here? This is your last day here. What do you want to do here? Besides Haunted Mansion, of course.
What?
What do we have to get done here besides Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion, Space Mountain, and Peter Pan.
Peter Pan we have one for. What about Splash Mountain?
I don't want to get wet. I don't want to have spooky shoes.
No? Oh, I think we're coming to the end of the ride. So I think we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to do a full wrap-up when I get back next week. But thanks for hanging out with us here at Tomorrowland on the People Mover. And one last thing to say.
Keep it metal.
And keep it geeky.
Woo-hoo!
Do it as Mickey Mouse real quick.
Okay, hold on. You want me to do the tagline? All right. Keep it metal.
You heard Mickey. All right, coming at you live to tape from the Pop Century Resort at Walt Disney World. We are here, tired and full of a lot of food and a lot of candy.
And some wine for me.
And some wine. So we're going to talk more about the entire trip next, you know, when we get together next, because George, our co-host, was there for a couple of days, and when we talk about our days together, we will bring him onto the show. We're also going to bring on our friend Brian, who helped out on MSRcast, because we've hung out with him at Universal for a few days. One more starting on Friday. As of this recording, it's Wednesday night. We have one more day in the morning. We're going to go back to Hollywood Studios and ride Star Tours a bunch of times. And maybe see the Doctor Strange preview and some other things like that. And then, like, move into another hotel. We'll leave our Disney bubble and move on. And we have one day Universal, and then we get to come home and relax.
It's going to be hard leaving that Disney bubble.
The Disney bubble is, it's a real thing. It really is. We didn't rent a car this time. We were just taking transportation. You know, when you're tired at the end of the night, it sucks having to wait sometimes, but they're pretty spot on. They make sure everybody gets back pretty quickly, even if you have to stand up on the bus, which I've had to do many times.
But yes.
Cheaper, much cheaper than renting a car. We're going to go to a couple places that's off property by Universal or the hotel. I think we'll just do the Lyfter, which is, I guess, is like Uber. We'll figure that out. It's still cheaper than renting a car.
Oh, definitely.
So, if you didn't notice, this is Carrie the Metal Geek. Sorry for not doing the introductions, along with the voice in the other room. And since we're in our hotel room, there's really only one room. It's the voice in the room.
In the same room.
In the same room. It's my wife, Kimu Borgir, or otherwise known as Kim the Metal Geek Wife. The Geekette. So, what we're... We want to talk about this while it's still fresh in our minds and in our memories, and it's not washed away by the end of the vacation. when we actually get to record with everybody, probably next week. So the last couple of days, let's talk about that. So on Tuesday, what did we do on Tuesday morning? I don't even remember anymore. Tuesday, we actually slept late because we spent a couple of days in the park with George. We slept late, hung out at the hotel for a while. We actually went up to Magic Kingdom probably about 12 or 1 because we had lunch reservations at the Skipper Canteen. It's with the Jungle Company Limited something Skipper Canteen. If you've ever been to Disney World, Magic Kingdom, it's based on the Jungle Cruise. So it's, say the skippers of the Jungle Cruise created a restaurant, and that's what it's like. It's fun. It was decent food. It was very expensive, but it was a good lunch. It was definitely worth the environment and the first time doing it. We didn't have an appetizer, but they brought out this bread. And this is not going to turn into a complete food show. We're still a metal geeky show, but we, you know, if you've ever interested in, you know, going to Disney and that kind of stuff, and, you know, if we can help out by giving our opinions on what we did and what we ate and all that kind of stuff, we're more than happy to do it. So what they brought this weird bread out. It had definitely an exotic spice to it, almost like a dark like a gingerbread almost.
Well, the food has an African theme.
Yeah, very so Asian, African, that type of stuff. And then it was like this honey dipping sauce, which first bite dropped it all over me, which is okay. Because nothing's better than honey dripped all over you, right?
Right.
Yeah, not going there. What were our entrees? What do we? One of the good things about some of the restaurants here at the park is my favorite things to drink is the Minute Maid Light Pomegranate Lemonade. And the only place you can get that here now is in Disney parks, which sucks.
Yeah, I was just noticing you don't really see that very often.
Yeah, we used to be able to buy it back home in Texas, and not anymore. So your entree, you had the Taste Like Chicken. Because it actually was chicken.
Yeah, it's called Taste Like Chicken because it is.
That's an official name?
That's the official name.
That's on the menu.
You go on the menu and that's what it is. Taste Like Chicken in quotation marks because it is.
So what is this? So this was...
chicken.
Marinated grilled chicken breast served with veggies, shiitake fried rice, and hoisin sauce.
Hoisin?
I don't remember the shiitake fried rice, was there?
There was rice.
Well, I know there was rice, but... So I had the charred chewy pork, marinated grilled pork tenderloin medallion served with Chinese broccoli, which I did not get, and choice of 5-grain rice. So I got actually more rice. Now, for example, our lunch were about $23 each just for the entree. That's a little more expensive than normal, but theme park food, if you went to go get just a burger or like a sandwich or something, you're looking to pay $15-16 already. So for, you know, $7-8 more, you're getting a much better meal out of it, I think. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had a dessert, too. What was our dessert? We had the Kungaloosh. If you are an old school fan of Pleasure Island, you know what Kungaloosh is. So it was African-inspired chocolate cake with caramelized bananas, which were on the side because I'm allergic to those. Bananas, that is, not caramelizing stuff. It also came with cashew caramel ice cream and coffee dust, and I did not get the coffee dust because I hate coffee. But this was a dense, really dense cake. It was a almost like a brownie, I would say.
It was more of a brownie consistency, definitely.
But I mean, it was an okay lunch. I mean, it was the environment was worthwhile. I mean, it was our big anniversary lunch.
Yeah.
Our big meal, and then that day we stayed around. We did a bunch of rides that we wanted to do. We had fast passes for a couple things, and we stuck around for the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween event. About 4 o'clock, we got our badge, and you know, we did a couple rides here and there. And the cool thing about it, from like 4 to 7-ish, 8, once people start leaving the park, rides got really uncrowded. Except a couple. Except Peter Pan. Peter Pan's flight, for some reason, is always super huge of a line. We tried riding it with George a few times, and the line was always too long. And then the new Snow White Seven Dwarves Mine Train roller coaster.
Mindbender train.
Roller coaster type ride vehicle is what they called it. That was always, there was always like a 190-minute wait for that ride. Even in during the Halloween event, there was like a 70-minute wait. So it's funny, we went up to this guy that was working at the entrance to Peter Pan's flight. We asked him what the wait was still, even when there was less people, and there was still like a 45-minute wait. And that would take up way too much of our time. But I'll give you guys a pro tip. If you go to Disney anytime near your birthday, which I did, my birthday was on Sunday, and we're also sort of celebrating our 10-year wedding anniversary. So wear both of your pins, the buttons that they give you. You can get those at your hotel or at the, guest services can give it to you. You will get a lot of free shit. So this dude saw the button, birthday button. He's like, oh, well, hold on a second. He went into his wallet and pulled out these fast passes. That one of them was good for any ride in the park. No, he gave us two of them that were good for one person each, that were good for any ride in the park, which I guess that one excluded the Snow White, though. So he gave us another pass, which was good for up to 5 people for any ride, and that was for the Snow White mine train. There you go.
Yeah, something like that.
And so the next morning, like this morning, we went back there and used our fast passes and walked on to both of those rides. It was pretty great. It was really cool. That was a very, as they say, there's a lot of magical stuff happens when at the park sometimes, and that was definitely one of them.
Yeah, definitely.
But let's talk about the Halloween event.
Halloween, it was fun. We really had a good time. We weren't quite sure initially because the price.
Yeah,
it is per person.
It's extra. It's an extra added on price. To, like, if you're already bought a ticket for the day, which we did, it's an extra $91 each. Depends on what day you go on. The day that we went, it was $91, and they said it was one of the least crowded days, and it was definitely pretty crowded. But I think it was worth it. We still have about 15 pounds of candy. It feels like there's no way we're gonna be able to bring all that home. So, if you're listening, I hope you're enjoying all that candy for your family. Because our good friend Brian, who helps out on MSRcast, lives here in the area. So, we're not bringing all that candy home. That's for damn sure.
No.
But they have, treat areas where they give you a bag. And we actually brought bigger bags, too. And you just go up there and they just start handing you food, like candy and stuff. We did a bunch of that. But at the end of the night, the last one we went to, it was like right before it closed. It was open till midnight. It was like 11:50-something, 11:45. And when I got up there, they saw my birthday button, and they sang happy birthday to me, and they basically started shoveling candy into my bag. It became like 5 to 10 pounds, like automatically. They just started shoveling candy in there. But the problem with it is it was only like the same 4 or 5 different types of candy, I think. They got M&M's and Skittles and like little Snicker bars.
Like Dove candy, Three Musketeers, some gummies.
Yeah, the gummies I like. I like the pig gummy candy.
But majority chocolate based.
Anything made out of pig gelatin, I'm good with.
Ooh.
It's true. But I think the party was overall worth it. The fireworks were really, really cool. And then what else did we see? We saw the parade, the Booty You Parade.
It sounds like you're saying booty.
Booty to you. That was a different kind of experience. That was not at the Magic Kingdom. That's a different Magic Kingdom down the street.
That's a different kingdom.
Yeah. Overall, it was worth the $91, do you think?
You know, it's worth trying once, I'd say. Do
it? But we talked about it. We had a lot of fun. We walked around.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were in costume. We wore...
Adults and kids both had
adults
costumes.
That's the only time adults are allowed to wear costumes to the park. So we actually had our little devil ears that we got from PAX last year.
PAX South.
From Saints Row the 4th, whatever it was.
Saints Row, the team in Volition, they were promoting, celebrating Get Out of Hell.
Yeah, Get Out of Hell.
So, yeah. So we got these little devil ears that you could have that lit up. So those were really cool. We got to use those.
And we were both geeky, and we were wearing our geeky Haunted Mansion shirt. I wore my Star Wars one, and he wore the Jack Skellington Hatbox Ghost.
Yeah, that's kind of old school. I don't know.
So the... I think it was worth it. Was it $91 worth it? Maybe not. But it's definitely more my style. I mean, I love horror movies and I love that kind of stuff. But this is what I figured out. I don't like Halloween Horror Nights and those type of things. Or even, you know, regular attractions that are horror-based because I don't like not being in control. I don't like people jumping out at me and trying to scare me. That just pisses me off.
I don't know. I think it's more the family environment's kind of nicer versus...
Yeah.
No offense. I'm sure the more annoying people that are going to be at Universal.
Oh, there's annoying people there too, but...
Oh, well, yeah, but I just don't think it was quite... It would have been worse at Universal versus what Disney and, you know, all that.
I agree. So today was our last really full day. And what did we do? We got up and sort of early. We went to the Magic Kingdom again. Because we made the joke, it's like it was like we were here like 8 hours ago.
Seriously, yeah, yeah.
So we had an early lunch reservation at the Be Our Guest restaurant, which is the Booty and the Beast restaurant themed restaurant.
Beauty,
which I've heard a lot about, and it was a lot of fun. It was very hard to get reservations for that. So lunch reservations, it's sort of a quick service where you pick your food at a kiosk and they bring it to your table, which is cool. They find out where you're at by your magic band.
Yeah, that was cool.
And I had the croque monsieur or something like that. It was like a grilled with like shit ton of butter, ham sandwich with like Gruyere cheese and like some bechamel sauce. I sound like I'm a foodie now, but I'm not.
Nerdy.
Bechamel is the same thing basically when you're making like a roux for macaroni and cheese.
The Zooey Deschanel sauce?
I don't know if I want Zooey Deschanel sauce all over me.
Oh, you probably would.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah.
Then I kick her out of the bed because she gets annoying.
Because she's a hipster.
Because she is a hipster.
And her horrible band. We're so nice.
Yeah, oh, that's right. She does have a band. I forgot about that. What, and you had the turkey sandwich, right?
Yes. It was pretty good with the, I think it's a Dijon mayonnaise sauce?
Yeah, Dijon, or yeah, something like that. It was okay. And we had a cupcake for dessert, which had the gray stuff on it, which was just basically vanilla frosting that was colored gray.
Yeah.
It was delicious. It wasn't the best cupcake I've ever had or anything, but...
No, I mean, it was a step above going to your grocery store and getting a 12-pack of cupcakes, but not much.
$5 cupcake, though?
And not worth. Well, including, not really.
No,
it was I always say it was an experience.
Yeah. We ate at in the room where, I guess, the dark room where he turns into the beast with, it's where the rose is, I guess. So it was cool.
So it was like his 50 Shades of Grey room of whatever, playroom, I don't know.
Oh, then after lunch it was America. We went and saw the Hall of Presidents.
Fuck yeah.
it was cool seeing Obama out there. I was making the joke, it's like, this is a ride, an attraction they have to change every 4 to 8 years depending on what happens.
Maybe even 10.
How 10?
If something happens to the president, usually the vice president do, and then they run out, you know, yeah.
And we came back to the hotel, we watched some of the debate tonight, so I was thinking during that, it's like, all right, so it depends on who wins, they're not going to have a good time making an animatronic for that person.
Yeah, well, they have. Yeah, well, I wonder what the turnaround is between whenever a president gets elected to when they add them to
It took
the
a while to
presidents.
Update for Obama, I think. I think they didn't update until after his first term was over.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. But they also had something that was really cool. They had this Muppet show. It was with the Muppets in history. So it was in the building next to Hall of Presidents, and it was like up in the windows. And it was very, very cool. It was definitely people, you know, puppeteering or Muppeteering these Muppets. But it was their, you know, they're describing, the one we saw was their description of Paul Revere's ride.
Yeah.
It was funny. I think it was like a really good show.
It was cute. The usual, you know, the usual Muppets humor. I just kept thinking of the Beastie Boys song.
Beast Paul Revere?
Yeah.
You know, I think of...
nerdy.
This is very nerdy of me, but when me and my best friend, who's no longer with me, he passed away many years ago. When we were young, we had a really old, or a copied version of that album, License to Ill, like, you know, generations, like somebody copied it from their copy from a friend, and we had like a fourth or fifth generation of that tape, right? We learned almost every... We learned every word to Paul Revere, that song. And we thought we were the big shit in junior... And it was like elementary school. It was like fifth grade or something like that. Yeah.
Side note, tangent.
Going back to today, we also went to Epcot because we wanted to experience more of the Food and Wine Festival because it was something we were looking forward to. We did a little bit on Sunday with George and his girlfriend, but we didn't have enough time to really walk around and experience. Let's talk about what you did. This is something we saw on another like video blog. They have a World Showcase Wine Walk.
Yeah.
Where you pay $20 and they basically, they give you six samples of different different small wines. It's not a lot of wine. It's just...
No, it's like, it's from three different countries or whatever. It's two-ounce wines.
Oh, the two-ounce wines?
2 ounce, yes.
So the countries were Germany, Italy, and France. So what were your favorites? I mean, I'm not a wine person at all. I tried a little bit of everything, but I couldn't taste the difference in anything, so...
You know, it was either... tied for Germany or Italy. I wasn't a big fan of the France wines, a little too the bitter or whatnot, but I'm, of course, not totally knowledgeable in wines. But yeah, I would say there was one in Italy that was my favorite.
The Italy one?
Yes.
Do you think this thing was worth $20 to do?
It was fun. I wouldn't know how much the wine would normally cost.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So that's what I
Who knows
I
how much wine that each wine would cost? Because they have cheap wine, there's expensive wine, you know?
Well, they're not going to give you the expensive wine, I'm sure.
So do we do any... We did some rides today, too. We did... I did Test Track again, and then Soarin' at the very end of the night. Spoon!
They did change Soarin'.
Yeah, I think it's much better now. It's called Soarin' Over the World. So now instead of just being, which never made sense, it was Soarin' Over California, which was the Disneyland attraction just brought over to Florida, which didn't make sense because it was all California-based, you know, places. Now, and it was getting dated. It was looking really old. And the new screen is a completely 4K screen. It looks beautiful. And the ride is fun again. It's great. What else do we do today? Do you even remember? I don't even remember.
Very good question. I know it's like all a blur. When you've been on vacation for so many days, it all becomes
a blur. Pro tip. If there's a place, if you're in Epcot, go to the cool spot. What is it called? The cool club or whatever?
Club Cool.
It's the Coke sponsored area where they have different flavored of sodas from all around the world. And we did the Beverly Challenge again today.
Yes.
If you don't know what Beverly is.
You need to know.
It's really, really bitter soda from, is it Italy? I think it's from?
I
don't remember, but it's nasty. It's the most horrible thing you'll ever drink. Just go to Google and look up Beverly soda, and you will see people drinking it in... Actually, we have video of myself and George drinking it that we're going to post up when we get home.
Yeah.
But we did a little bit of that today. What else?
We did go, which we need to critique, but I think we may have to, don't know if we want to talk about in detail now.
Which one?
Or when we have the rest. We did go on a ride. We took one for the team.
Oh, we did go on a ride today. Yeah. Okay. Let's, before that, wear your birthday button or your anniversary button then to Club Cool and order yourself a free frozen Coke because they gave us two of them today. And actually, we were in line for the Figment ride, the Journey into Imagination ride, whatever it's called now. And one of the custodial guys walked by and he saw our pins and he said, "Hey, have you got your free frozen Coke yet over there?" We're like, "No, didn't know about it." So we hightailed it over there to get free shit. Because free shit is good.
Yes.
These buttons, trust me, if you're coming here, wear them every day because you will get free shit. We've gotten free dessert, free Mickey ice cream bars just for celebrating. Everybody will tell you happy birthday and happy anniversary and all that stuff. I'm sure they get annoyed at having to tell people, but it's still pretty cool.
And it just makes you, I don't know, it adds to everything. It makes you feel happy, you know. People are kind and courteous. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, you know. So it makes you feel good.
We did take one for the team because we had fast passes. Because for some reason, this ride, it's the Frozen Ever After ride, the Frozen ride at Epcot, at the Norway Pavilion.
Norway.
It used to be a really cool boat ride called Maelstrom, which is you get into like a Viking ship and it's a water-based ride and it went forward and backwards and all this kind of stuff, but it was about the history of Norway. Now they've taken that ride and made this into the Frozen movies, which I've seen the movie. It's okay. You know, that song got fucking overplayed everywhere.
I haven't even seen it.
It's a decent ride. The technology looks really cool, even though the faces on the animatronics were projected.
Oh, it was creepy.
It looked very creepy.
The nose looked weird.
But there's a couple of cool things in the ride, but here's my thing about that. I don't want to get too far into it because I'm sure me and Dave are going to have a great discussion on this when we get together. They should have done something. They should have created their own ride because whatever fake country, whatever they made for this movie, it's sort of Norway, but it's not.
It's totally not, dude. It's totally not.
It just feels rushed and placed, so I don't know. It's definitely not. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it with Dave. I really want to talk to him about that. So the big thing we were there for today was Food and Wine. Now, if you don't know what Food and Wine is, it's basically, they do it every few months out of the year where around the world showcase in other areas of the park, they have specialty food and drinks that you can't get any other time or any other places. So they have different countries that they have things for them there that you can't normally get, like the Kauai and Patagonia and Africa and all this kind of stuff. So let's quickly talk about some of the stuff that we had today. Want to do that?
Sure.
What was your favorite thing you ate today?
Oh, geez. I don't know. What all we eat today? Favorite? I don't know. I had, you know, it's one of those blurry. I can't remember what it was.
That's not helping me much at all.
No, it's not. Well, I know I can tell you a couple things I do recall. We do have some edamame from Japan.
Yeah, the edamame, yeah, what do you think of it?
You know, sad to say, it wasn't that great. I've had better edamame at Genghis Grill.
I would agree. You know.
So, I mean, you know, it's fun to try.
I'm trying to look it up right now. So the edamame was, where was that?
It was in Japan.
No, I don't think it was Japan. It was,
Are you sure?
Yeah, it was, it was Japan.
Bam.
Grilled spicy edamame tossed with sesame oil, soy sauce, and chili powder.
Okay, so it was just chili powder. We've had it like a citrus type thing, which tasted really well.
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, I've definitely, like you said, I've had better. So let's talk about some of the other places that we went to. So we went to Morocco. We had the spicy hummus fries with cucumber, tomato, onions, and tzatziki. And you liked it. I didn't really like it.
I liked it. I just think they could have added some more of the spicy sauce to it.
Yeah.
Or make it more of a dipping thing. Then it would really, I think, would have shined.
It was just fried hummus, and it was not very good, truthfully. But we had the chocolate baklava, which that was pretty good.
Excellent. I highly recommend that.
Let's see. We also went to Belgium. Near Morocco, we had beer braised beef with smoked gouda mashed potatoes. Yeah. And the Belgian waffle with warm chocolate ganache. I wasn't a fan of either of those, really.
I mean, the Belgian waffle is something you could have had, you know.
Belgian waffle was small. It wasn't crisp or crunchy or whatever. It was just very soggy with everything on it.
But the other one, the beer braised whatever, was just kind of reminded me of a stew. So, I mean, it was good.
Brazil, we had Escondido de Carne, which is called Little Hidden One. It was layered meat pie with, like, mashed yuca on top. And that was pretty good.
That was really good, yeah.
They, like, sort of caramelized, like, the top of the yuca, which yuca, I guess, is a root vegetable, like a potato, right? And then we had the Brazilian cheese bread, which was fucking good.
That was excellent.
It was just round, like, little small loaves of bread, but the cheese was baked inside of it. That was pretty good. We didn't eat at France or Ireland or Scotland. Canada, we had the Canadian cheddar cheese soup.
Uh-huh. With a little, the cheese soup with the,
The cheese soup, yeah. So this is supposed to be, a staple at the steakhouse in Canada, and I didn't really like it that much.
It was okay. It had like a little pretzel.
The pretzel roll was good, nice. But there was like little pearl onions in it and all this kind of stuff.
And you just don't like vegetables, so anything that has vegetables, you're going to be like, no.
Not completely true.
Quite a lot true.
Okay, well, somewhat true. I just didn't really enjoy it very much.
Majority true.
Don't talk shit about me on my show. That's George and Dave's thing. We did eat at Africa too. So we had beef tenderloin chips with onions, jalapenos, tomato, and pap. Not a pap smear, but it's pap.
Ooh.
And that was good. And we also had butter chicken with naan bread, which is good too.
That was good.
Those had good flavor.
Yes, they definitely.
I actually ate the veggies that were in there just because.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Sort of made the dish. Now, Germany, right? I shouldn't like this as much as I did, but it's called the Schnickennudeln. It was basically, what'd you call it?
Well, it's like a kugel.
A kugel, like a potato or a potato pasta kugel. So it was pasta gratin with ham and cheese, and it was like a big chunk of like cheese and ham and pasta.
All melted and goodness, and two sticks of butter in every
probably about four
bite.
Sticks of butter.
Yeah.
It was. I think that was my favorite thing during this whole experience.
Yeah, that was good.
And then we also ate a little bit in Italy, which was sort of, I don't know why we did it, but we did.
It looked good.
It was baked ziti and chicken parmigiana with, you know, mozzarella and parmesan.
Yeah, chicken parm's always good.
It was good, but it was typical. It was all right.
It was filling. It did the job.
I think that's all we really had. It's only I could think. It's all I can think of. We have this little festival passport. Oh, at the one of the places inside the Ghirardelli section that was like in the main building, for the food and wine fest, they had drinking chocolate. So basically, imagine it was in a little teacup, basically melting a chocolate bar down and then drinking it.
Yes, exactly what it was.
It reminded me of like Willy Wonka in that one scene where Gene Wilder pours to get the cup of the chocolate. And then he drinks it, and then he eats the cup. That's what it felt like.
But we did not eat the cup, though.
It was not like chocolate milk. This was like like sick chocolate, and it was actually pretty damn good.
Yes, it was.
I think that's about it. That's all we really did. If we have time, we could go back for a couple things tomorrow after, you know, we ride a couple rides at Hollywood for lunch or something like that. You know what I mean?
We'll see what happens.
But I think that's going to wrap it up. We're going to get back together with Dave and George when we get back and really talk about our trip and catch up on everything that's happened since we've been gone and just talk about some geeky stuff. And I know I've been listening to some new metal, so not new metal like the genre, but some
new... NU metal?
No, not NU, but some bands that are new.
N-E-W.
I will give you a hint. One of the bands that I've been really enjoying has two I's in their name. Mm-hmm. Ancients. That's the band I'm talking about. But let's meet back up when we get back home, and I got one last thing to say.
Keep it metal.
And? Keep it geeky.
Keep it foodie.
Apparently we did keep it pretty foodie.
We did.
Later. We are here live from our hotel at Universal Studios, Florida. We are tired, we are full, and we're going to talk about our experience at Universal. I have one of our good friends of the show, Brian Hogan, who does a lot of stuff for MSRcast. So welcome to the show. This is your first official time on the show.
This is my first official time on the podcast, correct.
And you can pay me later now.
I will do it, absolutely.
So you live here in the Florida area. You live about an hour away from Orlando.
Yep.
And, you know, when we decided we were going to come here on vacation, the first thing we wanted to do was hang out with you. And you guys have, you and your wife have, what do they call the Universal Passes?
Yeah, just the annual passes to come down. And so nice thing is we can just come on down whenever we want to. And now once we're here, we can park and for free and just go hang out in the park all day. So it's perfect to get together with you guys and finally meet up after all this time.
That's right. So the first day we got here last Saturday. We got here on a Saturday. It doesn't really matter when you hear this. We got here on Saturday. We hung out at the park for a long time with George as well. And then we all met up again today at Universal and had a long filled day and ended it with Toothsome's Chocolate Emporium.
Yeah.
Had some drinks, had some appetizers, had some burgers, and then had a bacon milkshake.
We repeat that. What did we have?
It was a bacon shaken, shaken bacon milkshake.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Chocolate-covered bacon and bacon and more bacon.
I'm feeling that right now. Really, we only drink like half of each one, you know? Yeah,
we're going to be sweating bacon out of our pores for days.
My God, dude. Okay, there was candied bacon on it. It was like, I guess it was like a bacon
like a brittle.
Bacon
yeah, like brittle, a, yeah.
And then the chocolate-covered bacon. I've always heard about chocolate-covered bacon, but I've never had it.
And now it goes to the top of our favorite food list.
Holy crap. And the burger was good, too, that I had.
Yeah.
I had, what I have on my burger, I had bacon and pork belly and, like, pineapple chutney or something like that. It was damn good.
A lot of pigs gave up a great sacrifice to bring us this meal this evening.
The pigs blessed my meal.
They did. Yeah, I had a burger, too, with a queso and andouille sausage and stuff, but yeah.
Same thing that was bacon. I think your queso was the same thing that was on those tachos, which
yes,
was
the tachos.
Tater tots with
more pig.
Yeah, no, I don't think it had pig. It might have had like sausage.
It had sausage.
It did have
pork, yeah.
It was pork. Did it have pork belly? Oh my God. It had the queso with the sausage and it had green chilies.
Green chili, yeah.
It was good too. And then we had chocolate bread.
Yeah.
That had, I think it was a salted caramel butter.
Yeah.
I swear, I gained like 5 pounds on this trip. I gained 5 pounds today.
The listeners gained 5 pounds just by hearing us describe everything we ate.
And like, when we talked about the food and wine previously, we are not a foodie podcast or anything like that. So don't think we're changing any kind of directions here. We're just talking about the food that we had.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all there is to it. I can save some of this bacon shake and bring it home, but I don't think I'd make it.
I'm not sure how the flight would go. Just take some bacon bits, mix in your ice cream, and have a good time at home.
Yeah, I think that's what it sort of turned into at the bottom of it. After it sort of started to melt, it was definitely like the bacon bits you put on your salad.
Yeah, absolutely. It,
uncooked bacon bits.
Uncooked bacon bits that followed us all the way back to the car.
It was all right. So let's talk about our time at Universal in both parks.
Yeah.
What's been your favorite ride? I mean, what is your favorite ride in all the parks?
My favorite ride in all the parks. Let's see. Islands of Adventure. What were we saying? Oh, yeah. Well, probably, you know, I like the Rip Rocket, which that's Universal Studios. The Mummy, Universal Studios. Islands of Adventure. The dragons, the dueling dragons. I'm a big roller coaster guy, so.
We rode both the blue and the red side.
We did.
Used to be Fire and Ice.
The red
now it's,
side.
What is it? It's not dueling dragons anymore. It's what is it called now? It's
Dragon Challenge.
Dragon
Challenge. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Edit. Yeah, and we figured definitely the red one has more twists and turns, and the blue one has way more negative G-force.
It really did. It had a lot of negative G-forces that you could feel it in your nether regions.
You could.
You really could.
That's why everybody swings their feet while they're waiting to go.
Yeah.
They're prepping.
That's right.
So what about you? What are your favorites?
You know, I really like the Harry Potter rides. They're really well done. I'm not a huge Harry Potter, you know, nerd or geek or any of that kind of stuff, but all the Harry Potter Wizarding World stuff, it's pretty amazing. It's I don't want to be cheesy when I say this, but it's magical. It really is. The rides are good. The newest ride that I went on was, what's it called?
Escape from Gringotts?
The Escape from Gringotts. I have the guidebook out here. So what they've done is originally they opened up the Wizarding World of Harry Potter at Islands of Adventure. And then what last year, I guess, is when the one at Universal Studios opened, which is where Jaws used to be. But they opened Diagon Alley, which is like the London part of the world of Harry Potter. And there's actually a train that takes you from one part to the other that you... It's an attraction in itself, but it's not worth any kind of wait. We did that this morning. This morning we got there early before you guys did.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go there. We got there like at 8:15-ish, something like that. So the first thing we did the Minion Mayhem ride, the Despicable Me, which is cute. It's fine. But like a lot of stuff at Universal, not worth waiting in line for. So if you can ride some of the stuff for like 10 minutes or less, it's okay. But 55 minutes, 60, 75, no, not worth it. I don't know why some of that stuff is so slow moving there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I did Rip Ride Rocket, and I got to hear some suicidal tendencies when I wrote it. There's a cool thing, if you don't know, they put a lap bar down on top of you,
right.
And it has a little touchscreen on it. If you hold the logo for the attraction, the Rip Ride Rocket roller coaster, for about 10 seconds and you let go, you get a number pad. Now Google, go to your friend Google and put in Rip Ride Rocket secret songs.
Song list, yeah.
And you'll pull up everything. There's like The Sword is on there, and you heard Down.
Down's on there, Judas Priest.
Judas Priest. I listened to Two Solid Tendencies. We call this Mother Revenge, which was from the Suicidal for Life album, and it was a fitting track to ride the ride with.
Yeah, I listened to Down's Temptation's Wings. So
when we rode it again this afternoon or this evening, I tried, my keypad didn't work. So I was holding it down, I let go, held it down, let go, it didn't work. So I was like, oh shit, if I don't pick something, they're going to pick something for me, and it's going to be horrific.
Black Eyed Peas or Kenny Chesney or something.
Something like that. So I quickly went to the hard rock and metal section. And the only thing I would even bother listening to was Motley Crue, Kickstart My Heart. I was like, okay, that's a fitting song for a roller coaster. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
And it worked fine.
Yeah. First time I wrote it, that's what I went with because I didn't know about the secret song list. So
yeah.
I was like, what am I going to pick? And so that's what it went to.
But the whole time writing, I'm like, oh, well, this is why, what's his name? Vince Neil has such a high voice.
Yeah.
Because he's riding the roller coaster singing.
Yeah. I think next time I'm going to go Sword.
The Sword, yeah, that would be good. The first time I accidentally think I put in the wrong numbers, and I actually wound up with Queens of the Stone Age, which worked too.
Yeah, I put in the wrong numbers, and I got the guitar solo to Freebird. That was all I got was the guitar solo.
Yeah. Not going to go there. Did you scream, Freebird?
I was just trying to figure out what song it was, and then I realized it's just this guitar solo from Freebird for 20 minutes.
So from Universal Studios, we took the train, my wife, Kim, and I, and it was okay. We only waited maybe like 10 or 15 minutes, and it took us over to Island of Adventure, and we rushed over to the King Kong, what is it called? The Skull Island. Reign of Kong. Now, this is a ride that's had like a 75, two-hour ride wait time the whole time we've been here. I think George actually waited in the two-hour line.
Yeah, even any of the times my wife and I have been here, it's always been that long. So we have not yet ridden that ride.
Right. So we got in line for it about, you know, maybe 20 or 30 minutes after the park had opened. And we waited maybe 10 or 15 minutes. That is what the ride is worth waiting for, truthfully. Get there early, ride that one, then go on to other things, because it's okay. If you've been to the tram ride in Hollywood Studios, the Universal Hollywood Studios, the entirety of this Kong ride is built into the tram ride there. So you go into the show building, and it does the exact same ride as it did here. This one had a little bit more. You go outside for a second, and then you go back in. It's a really short ride, though. It's maybe like 2 to 3 minutes. Definitely not worse. We had to turn the AC off here. Definitely not worse anything close to what people were waiting for. And there was a part of the ride just in the queue, just to warn you guys, if you're scared of people jumping out at you, there's a part where a guy jumps out at you like twice. A lot of screaming girls happened next to me, even me.
They're practicing for Halloween Horror Nights.
Which is weird to have that in a
ride while
in a, just a regular ride queue. I don't know. An Aborigine came out and attacked you because you go to Skull Island. And, I mean, the theming of it's really well done. It's really beautiful, and the rock work, everything looks like, you know, the big huge rock with like the Kong face on it was really cool. But
we even went old school after, though, and enjoyed the Jurassic Park.
We did.
No matter how many times you ride it, it's still awesome.
I love the River Adventure. I mean, we were in the back row, so we didn't actually get that wet. Just our face
just
got
our
wet.
Faces.
Everybody else in the front of the boat absorbed all the water for us. But yeah, that is a great ride. That is a great drop, and, you know, just a fun ride.
Yeah. That couple that was sitting next to us was hilarious, though, because she kept pointing everything out to him. Look at the dinosaur!
She was. And she's the reason why everybody in each row shares a lap bar, and they're the reason why the lap bar wasn't anywhere near us.
We had to hold on during the drop. It was important for everyone's safety.
We're not saying anything negative about anybody's weight or anything, but yeah.
Safety first, people.
Safety first. I remember, this brings me back to a story, when growing up in Houston, we had Astroworld, which is the Six Flags park, right? We had a ride called the Tidal Wave, which was basically just like a big boat like Jurassic Park has, but it goes up, goes around a little thing, and then it comes down. My mom was a bigger woman, let's just say that, and there was a time I was riding it with my mom and my cousin Michael. Now, my cousin Michael, he's shorter than me, definitely, and he was much smaller than me, diminutive, when we were younger. And he slid underneath it and underneath the seat in front of him when we rode that ride. Yeah. I don't think that happened here at Universal, but yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's why they checked the carts afterward.
That's right. What else did we do? We didn't do any other water rides. We were thinking about it, but...
Yeah, and then Hulk was closed, so we didn't
Hulk
get to
go on that
again.
One. Hulk, they redid the Hulk, though, since the last time I was here. They tore down, like, the entirety of the ride. Like, everything is just, like, brand new. So it's they actually have brand new ride track, and it was very smooth.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that is a smooth ride.
We did get on the Simpsons, though.
We did Simpsons today. I felt the... I think that needs a 4K upgrade.
That's exactly what I said. I said the screen could use a 4K upgrade.
Because we did Thorin over at Epcot. And the last time we rode Thorin was back in Disneyland. And, you know, they hadn't... Now it's Thorin over the world, which makes sense here. Because I've said this before, that the Epcot here... Why do you have Thorin over California in Florida? It makes much more sense to have it over the world and have different, you know,
world locations, but the four K screen there is beautiful.
Yeah.
The Simpsons ride was very dark. It was very hard to see. It definitely needs an upgrade.
Well, and you figure with all the other rides that have the higher quality screens, it makes it really obvious compared to the
like
other
the Transformers.
Side.
We didn't talk about Transformers. Is a great ride too.
Yeah,
it's just like the Spider-Man ride. The Spider-Man ride had a 4K screen upgrade, which was definitely noticeable.
Yeah.
So
and then
I mean,
the Harry Potter ones, same way. You know, they'll have a real crisp quality to them.
So let's talk about the Gringotts ride. Does this escape from Gringotts?
Yeah.
I think that ride is way too short.
Yeah.
It's a good ride.
But it's short.
It's short. It's, very, very short. It's over before you even really expect it to be. The first time I rode it, I was like, oh, that's it?
That's it, yeah. But we also stood in line a long time the first time.
We did.
Maybe that's why it felt shorter, or it felt longer to me today, because the wait wasn't as long.
That could be it. I mean, the Transformers ride, it's a pretty decent length of a ride.
Yeah.
This one I just felt there could have been more, a couple more scenes, because the other one, the Forbidden Journey.
Yeah,
I have to look it up. That's why we have our map out. The Forbidden Journey, that's a long attraction.
Yeah,
that's probably like 4 minutes or something in its entirety. This felt like 2 minutes.
Yeah, it's especially because when you get toward the end, all of a sudden it's over.
Yeah,
it's not like you can sense it coming; it just ends.
Just like the Kong ride, it's a little bit too short.
Yeah,
they put a lot of money. They put a lot of money into these rides to make them really immersive, and it's like every detail, it's perfect for the movie, but they're so short.
Yeah, they spend, I mean, that's the one you walk through forever and you get your picture taken, and then you go through these different areas and they have the moving pictures on the newspapers, but then you sit down, you spin around a few times, and they're like, here you go. You're safe.
It goes dark, and then you go down a little thing. It's a cool attraction because it's kind of like a hybrid like a hybrid coaster, mini coaster with like the moving screen type of stuff. You know what I mean? Which it really works. There's a lot of that at Universal though.
That's what a majority of the rides are, and probably what the two new rides are going to be similar to. That's my guess.
Yeah, they're building. What are they building? They're building a
Jimmy Fallon.
What is it called? It's
Jimmy Fallon's trip through New York or
something weird. So the magical desk moves through New York. And they're also building a Fast and the Furious ride, which we're talking about. They were working on it. We saw them working on the building. You know, I've never seen any of the movies, but, you know, the attraction's probably going to be fun, at least.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll be 4K, fast moving, lots of jumping around, spinning around like some of the other ones. But
yeah, I know a lot of people out there don't like Jimmy Fallon, like George. Doesn't think he's funny, but I think I enjoy him. I think it'll be a weird attraction.
He's popular enough to have a ride made, so.
Yeah, whatever talk show host has ever had a ride made about him.
Exactly.
That's pretty.
You know, you've made it when you get your own ride at Universal.
Well, it helped when they're all owned by the same company.
Also true.
Comcast. Anything else? What about like the Dr. Seuss? Did you do any of that stuff recently?
We didn't do it this time. We did it one of the first times. It's just fun. It's simple. It feels like their version of the People Mover. But we'll probably come back at Christmas time. I'm sure it'll be decorated nice.
That's what we said.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the we did the Simpsons. We didn't get to do E.T. That's like a staple for my trips here. Uh-oh. Is the E.T. adventure, because I grew up on this ride. It's like one of the last original rides of Universal Studios, but the line was just way too long to ride it today. I'm not waiting 25 minutes for it.
Yeah, and it's only about 3 to 4 minutes. It's similar to like Peter Pan, the style of the ride. It's exactly what it reminded us of.
It's exactly the same, the ride style as Peter Pan, which always has a huge long wait for it too. And I think I talk about this on the other segment, but we were nice enough to meet a great gentleman at Disney who gave us speed passes, like fast passes, for Peter Pan as well as the new Snow White. What is it called? The Mine Train. The Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Because we wanted to come back and ride it during the it's when we were there for the Halloween event, and you know there was no fast passes, so you had to wait in line. I'm like, yeah, I'm not waiting in line 55 minutes just to ride Peter Pan. Never will do it. And he's like, he saw my birthday pin. He's like, hold on, don't go anywhere. Like I said, pro tip, wear your birthday pin everywhere.
Wear your birthday pin. It was the universe balancing out from us giving the express passes that we got from the first couple days at Universal to those other people. So,
I was like wondering about that today. Did those even expire?
Yeah, they expired that day.
Oh, they did. I was like, if they didn't have an expiration day, we could have saved them.
Yeah.
And been stingy.
Yeah, but that's not who we are.
No, it's not. Well, yeah, actually, it probably
it
is.
It might be who we are, but at least it wasn't at that moment in time.
So overall, your couple of days here recently at Universal, what was your overall experience?
It was great. It was great getting to hang out with you guys. It was great getting to hang out with George the other day. We just had a blast, you know.
We need to get Dave out here, all of us, just to hang out.
Yeah, that would be good. Because last time, like, I know you mentioned it before, Dave was here and we were at Disney Springs on the same day. We both had no idea we were there at the same time. Later that night, we both were like posting something. We're like, wait, you were there? I was there? And so yeah, we definitely have to do that. We were nice enough to tag him in a few pictures, even though he wasn't with us this time.
That's right.
Just to say thanks, Dave.
Hashtag Dave's not here. Let's move on to some other topics. This is your first time on the show.
That's true.
Let's get into some metal stuff.
All right.
What have you been listening to recently?
What have I been listening to recently? Well, let's see.
I'm going to put you on the spot here.
You are really putting me on the spot. I have to think about it. So, because my travel time is much less, I don't get to listen to as much as I used to, just checking out new stuff all the time. So I'm thinking probably in my player, let's see, still listening to the last Catatonia album that came out. Still playing Oceans of Slumber.
Who you're rocking one of their shirts today.
Rocking one of their shirts as we speak, that's correct.
Houston represent by somebody from Florida.
There we go. You know, that's just a little hint to please come to Florida. You know, do what we can. I enjoyed the last Flotsam and Jetsam album.
Oh, yeah.
It came out not too long ago. I haven't heard the new Opeth, so I can't.
What? The new Opeth is amazing.
So
it really is good.
Check that out. Probably sometime this week in my
The more you listen to it, the better it gets. Okay. First time you listen to it, you're like, oh, I don't know if it was my favorite album. But three or four times in, your fifth spin, you're just like, all right, this is a really good album. You really start, you pick up all the nuances and you just get it.
Cool. And I think the only other thing I've been listening to is some local death metal guys that I know, Killing Addiction, just put out a new EP, and so just old school death metal at its best, so enjoying that.
Very cool. So this is your first time on the show. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, why did it take so long to get me on the show? I've only been listening for about 9 years, so, you know, I get it.
Only 9 years. That's not even devotion right there.
No, I know, I'm sorry. So, no, What's your favorite part about doing this?
About getting texted?
About getting texted, yes. That's it.
About podcasting?
About podcasting.
Getting to hang out with my friends and talking about geeky stuff.
Cool.
Heavy metal and, you know, we just spent 20 minutes talking about Universal Studios.
Yeah.
Does it get much more geekier than that?
It does not get much geekier than that.
What's your favorite thing about our shows? Don't say just me.
It's just you.
All right.
Completely you, 100%.
All right.
It's the boys from the other room, too.
Show's over. We're done.
No, I think the thing that I enjoy most is just, it doesn't seem staged because it's not. You guys just sit down, you talk, and whatever we're talking about just comes together and hit a bunch of topics. And I usually end up writing down, I got to watch that movie, I need to check out that album, why doesn't George know any of these bands they're bringing up, you know, just little things like that.
George hates metal. #George hates metal.
That's it.
Speaking of that, let's do that real quick. I'm going to let you, since you're a guest on this show, pick out something for George Hates Metal.
Ooh, you're going to put me on the spot. I think I need to put a little thought into that one.
Mm.
So we may have to do some sort of edit here, and I will come up with an idea.
Oh, you know I don't edit.
I know you don't edit. Oh, man. What should I make George listen to? Oh, that'll be a natural. We were just talking about him earlier. We should let him check out, was it Neobliviscaris? Is that how I say it?
Oh, Neobliviscaris.
Vicarious.
Yeah, I know how to say their name because of that drummer guy show.
Yeah. The only other one I thought that maybe that's newer that he might want to check out too is The Foreshadowing.
Okay. That's very typo negative.
Yeah, that might it might appease them a little bit. We'll see what we can do.
But what I listened to right before we left for this trip was Ancients, the brand new Ancients.
Oh, we had talked about that.
That's Ancients, right. With two eyes.
Ancients with two eyes, yep. I saw them a few years ago, probably about 3-4 years ago in Ybor, and they were killer.
Ybor, is that anywhere near
Ybor,
like,
City? It's just
Midgard?
Outside of Tampa. Yeah, near Tampa. But yeah, they put on a killer show, so I'm looking forward to hearing the new album.
Very cool. Yeah, I mean, I've heard of them before, but it wasn't until this album where I think it was on the, maybe it was on the Jamie Josta podcast, he started talking about them, how it's such a great album, and gave it a shot, and it's really, really good. I think it's something even George would really dig, because it's very, it has that Mastodon style to it, but it's very rooted in old school, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Add that. We're making a long list for George.
We'll get there. This is where we can edit, because I don't have any topics written down.
Just taking a picture.
Talk amongst yourselves. And hold on to that cough for like 15 minutes.
No. Yeah, you want any more bacon shake?
No, I cleared my bacon shake. It's good.
Yeah.
Bacon shake has left the building.
So let's talk about our experience at the restaurant real quick.
Okay.
So we went to the new place, right?
Yes.
Was it Twosome's Chocolate Emporium?
That's it.
And we definitely had our fill of chocolate.
Oh.
I think I've had my fill of chocolate this whole week, dude. I'm done with chocolate. We're giving you what? 5 pounds of candy from
at least
Disney's Halloween event.
At least.
There's no way we're taking it home, for sure.
Yeah, we will definitely disperse that among the healthy Halloween people that I'm sure will be coming and knocking upon our door.
And do you have like 18 kids at home,
at
too?
At least, yes. We also have a whole band of children's.
So, you should make them start a band.
We can.
Burn Your Chores.
Burn Your Chores? Is that the name? Death metal band, Burn Your Chores.
Burn Your Chores. We saw one of the flags at the when we were waiting in line to go on the roller coaster, the Harry Potter roller coaster, looked like a black metal like album cover. We're like, what is that?
Like Rip Car or something. That was like, even the flag itself looked like a metal.
It was very minimalistic, like a black metal album cover, white background.
That's it.
Unreadable band logo.
That's it. We could wear it and start our own little band. Start our own little black metal flags and hand them out to the people that come in the park, especially the groups walking around with flags. Should switch one of those out while they're walking around. It looks like they're leading a death metal crew.
So even if you're not a fan of Harry Potter and, you know, you're not a big fan of, you know, the theme parks in general, I still recommend coming to the Wizarding World area, because the amount of detail that they've put into both areas of the parks, it's mind-blowing, really.
Yeah, I mean, they spared no expense. It's not like they have walls or things put up on the side where you can look behind them and see behind them. I mean, it looks completely legitimate. Like, these are buildings, the alleyways, even the dragon that's on top of Gringotts shoots fire out of its mouth.
Right.
I mean, they don't spare any expense.
I think Disney is shaking in their boots a little bit, because so when they built the first part, they're like, oh, well, we need to do something that's just as big and as great. So they did. They announced all the Avatar stuff. Right. And then people are like, oh, okay, great, Avatar.
Yeah.
That was an okay movie. And then the second part of Harry Potter opened, Disney was like, holy shit, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
How much money can we pump into making Star Wars a viable part of these parks? And that's what they are doing. Hollywood Studios is turning into a Star Wars park, basically. It's funny, we were leaving the park yesterday to go to Disney Springs. We took the bus, and we went around like the back part of the studios, and the bus driver actually showed us, like, sort of slowed down a little bit, like, hey, look over here, this is where the Toy Story Land is going to be, and then right over there is where Star Wars is going to be. Everybody started clapping. It's an immense area of that park is turning into Star Wars.
Yeah, I mean, well, Star Wars has always had such a great fan base, and now they're with all these new movies and storylines, a new generation, and so I think that's Disney's smart move if they want to be competitive, is just to really capitalize on that.
I mean, I decided that's probably the next time I come back is when it opens. So they're talking about 2018, but the lines are going to be ridiculous
for
that place. Oh my god, imagine going just opening weekend.
No. No. Even a fast pass would be a 3-hour wait.
No, 6 hours, 8 hour wait for, oh my god. Yeah. It'll be worth it in the end, but I don't know.
We'll let them break it in, work all the kinks out, and come back when we hear everything. Not watch any of the stuff online. Any spoilers of the ride-throughs or anything?
Right, exactly. I did that. I did not do that for a lot of the stuff at Universal, like any of the new rides, attractions that I've never been on. I was like, I'm not watching any ride-through videos or any kind of video about it. Just I wanted to be fresh and not know what's going on, you know?
Yeah. That's the best way to enjoy them.
My wife was asking me questions about we're waiting for the train. I'm like, I don't know. I completely do not know anything about it. Mm-hmm. I know it takes you from one park to the other, and that's all I know. So, but I think that's going to wrap it up for this Universal talk. Thanks for Brian for coming on the show. We had a blast hanging out with you guys this weekend, and you got me something really cool, which I was not expecting today. I don't know where it is right now.
I the other thing.
What's it? Yeah, here we go. You got us matching leather bracelets, right? This is etched in. You did it with your own two hands. I know. Yes. I saw this. Mr. Metal Geek and Mrs. Metal Geek.
That's it.
And I think I'm wearing the wrong one. But yeah, this is super cool. We appreciate it.
You might start a trend and add them to the website, and people might want to jump on board that.
Hey, we'll start you a new business opportunity right now.
We do what we can. But yeah, we had a blast. We were glad that we could get together and hang out, and it was a lot of fun. And I guess we'll look forward to doing it again in 2018. Now the next thing is for us to come to Texas.
Yeah, to come down to Houston, that's right. There's a lot of cool stuff there. Nothing as cool as like the theme parks here, but...
I'm sure we can find something to do.
Try to arrange it around to some cool concerts or something like that. Austin's not far. San Antonio's not far. That's all that true. Good stuff.
That's true. Well,
We'll go some vinyl shopping.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
There's some good places in Houston, actually, for that stuff, so...
All right, well, you're coming back in 2018, so between now and then, we'll come there.
That's right, and we got to get you on MSRcast more often. Yep. If you guys don't know, Brian is the guy who, when you see a lot of stuff posted on our Facebook page for MSRcast, that is Brian doing all that hard work right there, sharing everything and making sure. Yeah, I think we're going to start sharing some of that stuff on the Metal Geeks Facebook site, too. So
start working on that as well.
Facebook.com/Metal Geeks and on Twitter and Instagram and all those good places. So thank you, sir, for coming on the show. It was a blast, and it was really cool hanging out with you this week.
All right. Thanks for having me. Same here.
I think I have one last thing I need to say.
What might that be?
Keep it metal. And?
Keep it geeky.
All right.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks for listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit metalgeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.